Thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We're coming to you live on tape immediately after the final game of the first week of the fantasy football playoffs, week 14. Ravens-Browns just ended. Final score, Ravens 47, Browns 42. Honestly, this is the best primetime football game I've seen since Notre Dame defeated Clemson without Trevor Lawrence in double overtime in South Bend. We'll talk about the fantasy implications. I'm going to talk about my fantasy podcast league, my personal league, give you the keyword for week 15 as we look ahead to the second week of the fantasy football playoffs, or the first week of the fantasy football playoffs for those of you that are only in leagues with four teams making the playoffs. Thank you, Hooters, for your continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We look forward to having draft parties in your restaurants in 2021. Thank you, Sean Sullivan, podcast owner and general manager of Bill Curry Ford, for hosting the podcast league draft this year on the showroom floor after the dealership had closed for Sunday night, and for putting a $1,000 bounty out there for the champion of the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy 2020 League. Sean didn't make the playoffs, but we're very appreciative to Sean and all that he has done for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm going to go ahead and pop the fantasy football keyword that you need for emails to me in week 15 for me to give you a second opinion. Remember, I do not pick your starters. You need to send me a complete email where basically you're saying, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. Here are my options. What do you think? I don't pick your starters. You don't pick my starters. The email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. And for week 15, let's go with semifinals. Semifinals is the keyword. Put it in the subject line of your email or early in the content of your email so I know you're an active fantasy football podcast listener, and I will respond with a second opinion. All right, let's dive right in again. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Let's dive right in. I want to start off this. I've always said in any week, let alone meaningful weeks like this in the fantasy football playoffs, you love having a player on Monday night. If you don't have a player on Monday night and you're done, you're potentially watching your opponent beat you at a slow death. And that actually happened in my foundation league tonight. Lamar Jackson, while he's been a disappointment much of the season, tonight, with the rushing yardage, the two rushing touchdowns, then his disappearance in the second half, then returning for a key fourth down, throws a 40-plus yard touchdown, then a couple of throws to get Baltimore into field goal range for the great Justin Tucker. You Justin Tucker owners, who knows? That five-yard field goal, that five-point field goal in some fantasy leagues, not mine, I use the Matt Prater adjustment. Every field goal is worth three. But I understand in a lot of fantasy leagues, that Justin Tucker kick ended the fantasy football playoffs week one with a five-pointer from, 55 yards. He buried that. So a lot was going on here. I want to focus on Nick Chubb, who I went into this season saying was a running back you wanted to own. And then Nick Chubb went down in the Cowboy game. I know an owner in my foundation league cut him. I immediately picked him up, used him in a fire sale trade, since I needed to win now to make it more attractive in an 8-player deal to another team in my foundation league. If you stuck with Nick Chubb through the injury or you acquired him when he was injured, it paid off for you in week one of the fantasy playoffs. On a Monday night where your opponent might have had everything in the clubhouse, Nick Chubb gave you 19 touches, 82 rushing yards, 21 receiving yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns early in the first half. I see it in my podcast league scoring as over 22 points. Dennis Phillips, chief meteorologist from ABC Action News in Tampa, had Nick Chubb, and it helped him. Ironically, I'm going to talk about the podcast league. His opponent had Kareem Hunt, who scored a late touchdown to make things interesting, but ultimately Dennis Phillips prevailed. But I told you before the season began, Nick Chubb was a running back you wanted to own. And if you stuck with him or you made a trade move to acquire him from an owner who was disappointed he got hurt, or you picked him up on waivers if that owner dumped him, as I did, to put him in a big trade package, it paid off. Chubb's an excellent running back, and he put up over 22 points tonight in my modernized 21st century adjusted standard scoring league. Not a bad night for Kareem Hunt also. Let's go ahead and get to that as it relates to my podcast league, because all the scores are now in, and we know who's advancing. So the 8 owners that made the playoffs in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League were myself, a defending champion in Bill Eisman, who also plays in my golf tournament, saw him this weekend at Todd Wright Tour 28, Dennis Phillips, aforementioned from ABC Action News, Kevin Weiss from the Locked On Rays podcast, a very smart fantasy owner, the sage Ira Kaufman from JoeBucksFan.com, making the playoffs for the first time in his fantasy life, Rob Wright, Todd Wright Tour player, saw him this weekend, also former podcast league champion, Bengal Ralph, Todd Wright Tour Hall of Famer, and Papa Mike, who is the GM of the Papa John's on West Waters and a huge supporter of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Interestingly enough, in the podcast league, of the top 4 seeds who secured their playoff bids weeks ago, there was clear separation between the top 4 in our league and everybody else. Only one of the top 4 seeds advance in what I like to call the $1,000 tournament, win Bill Curry's money, thanks to Sean Sullivan. And the only one is Rob Wright, the number 1 seed, who made more transactions than anybody in the league this year, made major trades. Rob Wright scorched Ira Kaufman in the opening round of the playoffs, and he's moving on. But the 2 seed, defending champ Bill, lost to me. The 3 seed, Bengal Ralph. And let me stop here. I love Bengal Ralph. He's a tremendous ambassador for the Todd Wright Tour. I sent out an email after Bengal Ralph started the podcast league 6-0, and I questioned his soft schedule. He has been bringing up my questioning of his soft schedule ever since that email. Ralph, I was right. You were looking at the wrong numbers. I know the numbers to look at. You did have a soft schedule. Your team wasn't as good as its undefeated mark. Since going 6-0 to start the season, after I openly questioned your soft schedule, you've gone 3-5, and you are now out of the playoffs. It doesn't matter who you play. It's the points you score and the points your opponents score. Those are the only numbers that matter. Just remember that for future years. Again, you were 6-0. I questioned your soft schedule. You went 3-5 in the 8 weeks after I questioned your schedule. I hope that validates it. So Ralph is out. Three of the top four seeds. So that means it'll be a battle of rights, right versus right, the 1-7 game in the semifinals. My Flying Aces, named after Snoopy's alter ego, against Rob Wright's top seed in the semifinals. And then ABC Action News chief meteorologist Dennis Phillips, who loves fantasy football, brought two of his sons this year to the fantasy draft. It was great. He barely gets by Kevin from the Locked On Rays podcast, and he'll face Papa Mike, who had never played fantasy football before he started playing in the podcast league, just like Ira Kaufman. So either Dennis or Mike are going to be in the final, and one Wright will be in the final. Rob, no relation to me, and that's where we are in the podcast league. Let me talk about my personal league in year six of the Foundation League, the Fantasy Football Foundation. I did not make the playoffs. I had a disastrous week 2-5, culminating with Dak Prescott, the top producer in fantasy football at the time of his foot injury. Then I had the fire sale. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. I did not make the playoffs. I made a late push, not good enough. Also in the foundation, we still had a first round bye. Only the top seven made the playoffs, not the top eight. So the top seed earned a first round bye, and that was my friend Joey DiPompo, a golf instructor from Tampa Bay Downs Golf and Joey's Las Vegas Sin. We all have team identities in our league, earned the first round bye. So he is on to the semifinals. His wife is on to the semifinals. She wins her first playoff game ever. She made the playoffs last year, lost in the first round. Her Blue Mountain State Goats outlasted the Hamilton Tiger Cats, my friend Doc, who is a professor of geoscience at USF and a neighbor of mine. That game ultimately came down to T.Y. Hilton. We mentioned him on the podcast last week, and a guy I tried to claim in both of my leagues, and I didn't get him. T.Y. Hilton went out and immediately put up two touchdowns against the Las Vegas Raiders. And the last 3 weeks, it's like the ghost of T.Y. Hilton is getting teams into and winning in the playoffs. And Tara and her Blue Mountain State Goats lost Will Fuller to PEDs. She claimed T.Y. Hilton on waivers. And as a result of that, she wins her first round playoff game and keeps her championship hopes alive. On the other side for Doc and his Hamilton Tiger Cats, he had Debo Samuel, and I hate this, which is why next year in a podcast league, we're going to do a league where it doesn't matter who you start. Whoever scores more on your roster will be the points that are included. Doc lost Debo Samuel on the first possession of the Niners game and couldn't make a substitution like an NFL team can. So that's going to be corrected in a podcast league next year that already Tony Tega has reached out. He wants to play. Tony, you're in. Bobby reached out. One of my active podcast listeners, and he's played in previous leagues. He's in. Drew Garabo of 102.5 The Bone said, it's a great idea. Can't believe no one's ever thought of it. He's in. So if it's next year and Doc had started Debo Samuel, you would get another wide receiver to play as long as they produce more points, which was going to happen because Samuel went out on the first possession. We fantasy owners can't control that. We can't make a substitution once the game has started like NFL coaches can. That's not right. So I'm going to do a league like that next year. That was ultimately the difference in a three-point win for Blue Mountain State over Hamilton, and Tara moves on in my foundation league. the expansion Orlando Predators, another Todd Wright Tour golfer, and Greg Barker, longtime Air Force veteran, defeated former defending champ Benjamin Hamm, who is an assistant golf pro at Countryside Country Club. Greg lost Antonio Gibson to injury in week 13, overcame it, told me on the golf course over the weekend, I didn't give him enough credit. He was going to play Cam Akers anyway, even if he had a healthy Antonio Gibson. But he rode Cam Akers big Thursday night all the way through to a close victory over BD Benny in the quarterfinals. So Greg is moving on. Then, in a game that was decided by the two Nick Chubb early scores, our defending champion of the Fantasy Football League, the GM of West Chase Golf Club, Jared Atkinson's Ohio Glory. Jared's got a lot of roots in Ohio. Defeated our two-time defending champ from previous years, Sean Weatherington, based on Nick Chubb's performance. And as I rubbed in with an email at halftime of the game, Sean says he learned everything about fantasy football from me, but this year, especially in our league, he made some ridiculous trade offers. I mean, embarrassingly ridiculous. And I called him out for one as one of the reasons he lost and can't win the championship this year. When I had my fire sale and I said, everyone's available, I have to rebuild my team since I lost Dak Prescott, Sean's trade offer was Teddy Bridgewater, his backup quarterback, for a number one wide receiver in Julio Jones. Ridiculous. Instead, I moved Julio Jones to Jared and Ohio in an eight-player deal that also included Nick Chubb going to Jared. And tonight, Jared's Nick Chubb is the reason he beats Sean. Sean, maybe if your trade offer to me for Julio Jones was a bit more legitimate, this wouldn't have happened. Maybe you'll learn from it. We often talk on the Fantasy Football Podcast, and I do with Gil Alexander on VSiN, on how do you handle ridiculous trade offers. Maybe ultimately it serves them right in the end. So moving on is Jared, our defending champion. He'll play Joey in the semifinals, and Tara, Joey's wife, will play Expansion Orlando, another Todd Wright Tour player, and Greg in the semifinals. All right, so start looking ahead to week 15, whether it's the semifinals, well, whether you had your first round of the playoffs in week 14, it is the semifinals. Please don't tell me you're playing week 17 season-long fantasy football, please. So we're in semifinal week for week 15. And send me your emails at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Keyword is semifinals. Use it in the subject line or in the content of your email to let me know you're an active podcast listener, and I will offer you a second opinion on what you're doing with your lineups and any potential waiver claims, what have you. T.Y. Hilton, who knew? Thank you very much for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We will have multiple podcasts as the week goes on. Stay tuned.